Today is the first full day of trading after President Donald Trump directed the U.S. Treasury to review the 2010 financial reform bill known as Dodd-Frank. Trump called Dodd-Frank a disaster and vowed to cut a lot of the regulations put in place after the 2008 financial crisis. One of those was a pending rule known as the fiduciary standard, which required retirement advisors to put the interests of their clients first. For more, we're joined by Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. She's host of Jill on Money and the podcast Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So one of the things President Trump did with his executive order on Friday was to stop the implementation of that fiduciary rule. Just remind us what that would have done.
Well, the fiduciary is a standard of care that requires financial professionals to put the interests of their clients first. This rule was just for retirement accounts, so it was a Department of Labor rule. It was set to go into effect in April, and it meant that any person or firm that touched a retirement investor had to adhere to the fiduciary standard, and if they didn't, they had to go through kind of lots of hoops to disclose why they weren't complying with the fiduciary standard.
And many already do this. So how much of a difference does it make if the government doesn't require them to do this?
Well, you know, it was the first time we were going to see the government take action on this. You're absolutely right. There are probably about 80,000 different financial professionals, whether they're CFPs or CPAs or CFAs, all different designations, who do adhere to the fiduciary standard. But this would be the first time in the history of investor protections where it would be mandated. And I think this is important because so many Americans believe that they are working with an advisor or a salesperson or broker who is doing that, who is acting in his or her best interest, but that's not the case. So I think we need to really clearly spell it out, and that's what this rule would have done.
What other financial regulations do you expect this review of Dodd-Frank to strike down or reverse?
Well, I think when it comes to the consumer side, we better be keeping a good focus on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB. That's likely to come under big review. It could get a new leader, it could get watered down, and it could get defunded. When it comes to the big banks, we're likely to see some changes in the way that the capital requirements are calculated. What does that mean? That means banks had to carry more money, had to keep more money on hand, more collateral, if you will, in case something really bad happened. And those capital requirements were pretty steep. They were very different prior to the crisis. And some say that if the banks had more money on hand, then we wouldn't have gotten to the edge, the precipice of disaster when it came to the 2008 financial crisis.
Well, and weren't they needed at that time because the banks didn't have enough money?
Well, they didn't. Look, the critics of Dodd-Frank say that, yes, it's great to have them be forced to have more capital on hand, but there are critics on both sides. One says that Dodd-Frank didn't go far enough, that, in fact, the banks are still so big, so interconnected,
right,
that they really are still a problem. They are too big to fail. And on the other side, they say, oh, you know what, you're really hurting banks and their ability to do business with all these rigorous rules that are in place.
Well, and we're already seeing a story in the Wall Street Journal today that says the six biggest U.S. banks could potentially return more than $100 billion to investors if they're no longer required to set aside so much for stress tests. A lot to watch. Jill Schlesinger, host of Jill on Money and the podcast Better Off. Thanks so much.
Take care.